Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Asadu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadu. I'll do my tuning in chant, so hang tight. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. It's within all of us. It's all around all of us. We are all connected. We are one. We are connected. The angels are kind of giggling a little bit, even though maybe you feel like you don't want to be connected with some people. Certainly this election has brought up a lot of stuff around that. But the fact of the matter is we're all connected and we are all linked by a little, they're showing me like a little gossamer, kind of almost like a web stuff, you know, spider web stuff. So anyway, again, so much going on every week. It's like so much going on. And what's going on with us, my husband and I, is his mom and dad are 96 and 97, and they have just a few months ago moved into an assisted living place. They have been living on their own. They've been married almost 75 years. They're just awesome. But his mom is not doing so well. And so we were going to go out in the middle of December and stay for about a month, you know, to help out and stuff. But now we are now leaving tomorrow to go be out there and get there sooner and see, you know, we feel called that we're meant to do that. So interesting, intense stuff. There's been a lot of, we'll see what happens with mother, my husband's mother. I think on a gut level, I felt like she's been ready to go for a while. They have both said they never expected to live this long. And, but I always kind of felt that she was waiting for dad, because I think he would be really lost without her, even though he's kind of the more vocal one. He's the patriarch. He's the guy out in the community, blah, blah, all that stuff, you know. But she is really, you know, the rock. I always see her as this strong pioneer woman. I mean, she doesn't even weigh 95 pounds. I mean, she's just tiny, frail. But she's this pioneer woman who basically has got to do it all herself. And so anyway, lots and lots of folks passing to another dimension lately. Gosh, so much. So I'm actually going to just chant a quick couple of calls just for those needing the ease of that passage. And a call is in the Sikh tradition, which means undying. A call. A call. So, what I have gotten about death, and certainly there's been plenty of people who've written about this, is that really it's not an ending. It's just another dimension, another way of being. And a little bit of a fun story. A friend of mine, her dad passed recently in the last couple of weeks. And so I've been talking to him, and I think she's starting to be able to talk to him also. But he told me that he's in angel school and that he's going to decide whether he wants to be an angel or not, that he's kind of finding out his options, you could say. And Also, my dear beloved mentor, one of my best friends, Michael J. Lincoln, a.k.a. Narayan Singh Khalsa, he passed about a month ago. And he he's just giddy with joy and happiness, and he's hanging around with his beloved Archangel Michael, and they're kind of telling me that this is not a permanent thing, but they're like really tight and close and always together right now, but that they'll be at some point separating, but that doesn't mean they won't come back together. And so they're both they've joined me calling themselves the M&Ms as part of my tribe of guides, and they're just so fun together. Their energy is super funny and fun, and they're silly, and they're both just giddy with joy and happiness at being together. And our Michael, who has passed, is just so thrilled at the feeling of lightness and joy. And he just had so many physical challenges. I mean, he had some health issues, certainly, but then he just always, it was hard for him to be in this 3D world. He just always had challenges. So he got so frustrated. So anyway, he is just giddy with joy. And so anyway, just lots of stuff going on out in the world. Really just find your place of joy. That's what the angels keep telling me over and over and over again. Find your place of joy. Find your place of comfort. They had me tell someone recently, when you wake up in the morning, before you leap out of bed, lay there and figure out what it is you would bring you joy. And they were giggling when they said this, but they said, maybe you'll just, the first thing you do is you get up and eat a marshmallow. So we were all laughing because it was like, okay. But of course, their point is that no matter how crazy or silly or whatever it seems, to go with it and use your internal guidance system to help you too. Because one of the things that happens when we're trying to figure stuff out for ourselves is that we're so close to ourselves and that we sometimes can doubt those messages, or we're just trying to untangle and get clear. Oh, the angels are waving those big scissors around when I said untangled. So, you know, maybe you're like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Get those big scissors out and just cut that thought, okay? And then ask for clarity. The angels always say, ask for a neon sign if you're not sure. So, and there's many ways to kind of, for your internal guidance system. Maybe you feel things in your body. Maybe you don't think you have one, but all along you've actually had like, oh, you feel something in your stomach, or you feel a warmthness in your heart center, or maybe you actually see a word yes, or you see a word no. I've suggested to people to imagine the Hollywood sign because it's so huge, and imagine that lit up like a big yes or like a big no when you're looking for guidance. So for an example, you're laying in bed, you're trying to figure out what to do. You're okay, what will bring me joy in the next few seconds? So oh, I'm going to wiggle my toes and kind of stretch my legs out. So then the Hollywood sign lights up a big yes. So you're like, yeah, okay. So you know, some of the stuff is fairly obvious, right? It seems pretty basic. Oh, stretch a little bit before I get out of bed. So then you can ask the next thing. Okay, and now I'm going to figure out, I really want to eat breakfast. I don't know what to have. Shall I have broccoli for breakfast? Oh, whoops. I'm seeing a big no on the Hollywood sign. Okay. Should I have eggs? That's a big no. Should I have, they're giggling again, a marshmallow to start the day out right, to start the day out sweet and gooey and delicious. And I'm, you know, big yes on the Hollywood sign. So I have this guidance system that I call the bobbleheads. And they're these little heads, and there seem to be three of them. And they're kind of right above my head, kind of out a little bit. I can ask them, and they're nodding their heads yes, up and down yes, or if it's a no, back and forth, you know, and shaking their heads no. So you, everybody has this. Everybody has this. You just have to cultivate and figure out what it is. So test it out with different things. You know, do really obvious stuff. Whatever it is, It doesn't matter. They say practice, 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 and then pretty soon it becomes automatic. Because what I've found at this point is that I don't even need to ask the bobbleheads all the time because it just comes to me automatically. And they're shaking their heads up and down. Yes. And all the M&Ms and the guides and angels and stuff are all kind of jumping up and down. They're pretending that they're cheerleaders at some kind of a sporting event and doing back handsprings, and they've got pom-poms. And anyway, they're being very silly. So find your joy. Find your joy, find your joy, find your joy. This is like really one of the most important things you can do for yourself is find your joy. And frankly, this is one of the most important things you can do for the world. Because if you think about it, if you are working on cultivating your joy, finding your joy, cultivating your joy, being in your joy, then you start just exuding that. I mean, really, it's kind of like exercising. Okay. I remember years ago when I first started going for a walk every day. I mean, at first, I couldn't walk very far and I was going really darn slow. So it's like that. You're exercising. And then as you do it, repeating it over, okay, now the next day I'm going to go a little farther. Okay, now maybe I'm going to walk a little faster. And now I can walk for miles and I'm like a really fast walker. But, I cultivated that. I practiced that. So it's the same darn thing. You're cultivating your joy. What will bring me joy? And you cultivate that. And the angels were showing me recently, it's like putting kindling on a fire, and you're really revving it up and stoking it up. Add the big logs, So whatever works for you. And it's interesting because if you look out in the world and you think, man, there's a lot of negativity and stuff out there. And there is. There totally is. Well, it's not your job to change people's mind or anything. It's your job to cultivate your own joy. But frankly, I think for some people, and the angels are saying yes, it brings some people joy to wallow around in the negativity. So it's like, okay, that's fine. That's your whatever gives you the big thrill, right? And we can't do anything about other people. But the angels have shown that we are kind of like slugs or snails or whatever, leaving a trail. And so envision that in your mind. You see that little silvery trail where you've seen a snail. That's what we leave behind. So this is why sometimes if you get around people who are kind of wallowing around in the negative, or they're always watch the news and they're really downcast or whatever, it's kind of like, oh boy, I feel a little tired being around them because you're trying to maintain your own kind of integrity and happy or whatever. So just, be careful about that too. See, think about who you hang around with. Think about what you want to cultivate in your life. So we're cultivating that joy, we're being in that joy, we're really listening to our inner selves, our beautiful guidance system, and then that little trail wherever we go. And then as people walk across that trail, they're going to get a little hit of that joy that you're cultivating. And it's like, oh, so they may be completely unconscious on their parts that they feel that. And that's totally okay. We're just building it up. We're revving it up. We're getting that big bonfire going, right? Because we're creating a joy world. So the lady, I can't even believe it. It's only about a minute left. There I went again, talking. So just really, it's about cultivating your joy. The angels want me to do a chant to end the show. Let's see, what is the chant? Okay, they're telling me miracles. So these are crazy times. We can't even believe what's happening, but it's all good. Healing crisis. Cultivate your joy. Here's the chant. Dun dun ram das guru puri hoe karamat apasir jinahare dharia sikhiyate sangati para brahma kara namasakariya atala atahotolatu tera antana para varia Jini tu sevia bokara se tu de para utaria lava lova kama kro de maho maraka de tu de sa para varia dana sotera tana he sachatera pesa karia nanaka tu lehena tu he guru amaratu vicharia guru ditta tamana sadaria guru ditta tamana sadaria. Many blessings and much love. Thanks for joining me.